General Comprehension, Listening 1. You will hear Listening 1 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. An interview with Emma Watson. And joining us today is the very young and successful British actress Emma Watson. Emma, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In January of 2015, you announced on your Facebook page that you were going to play Belle in Disney's live-action movie of Beauty and the Beast. What do you think now that the film is already on movie screens?
I think I'm in an incredibly unique position because I played Hermione Granger in Harry Potter, who was one of my childhood heroes, and then I also got to play Belle, another one.
Did you like the original animated movie when you watched it for the first time?
I have loved Beauty and the Beast since 1994, when I was just 4 years old. The movie came out in 1991, just 1 year after I was born, and I just fell in love with Belle. She was a determined young woman who expressed her opinions and had ambitions.
And what about Beast?
Beast and Belle really dislike each other in the beginning. Then they form a friendship and end up falling in love. That seems to me such a dynamic and interesting relationship. I had never seen it before in a fairy tale.
Was this film challenging as an actress?
This is a musical, and I had never sung or danced for a movie before, so I trained hard from Monday to Friday for 3 months before filming.
Now listen again. An interview with Emma Watson. And joining us today is the very young and successful British actress Emma Watson. Emma, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In January of 2015, you announced on your Facebook page that you were going to play Belle in Disney's live-action movie of Beauty and the Beast. What do you think now that the film is already on movie screens?
I think I'm in an incredibly unique position because I played Hermione Granger in Harry Potter, who was one of my childhood heroes, and then I also got to play Belle, another one.
Did you like the original animated movie when you watched it for the first time?
I have loved Beauty and the Beast since 1994, when I was just 4 years old. The movie came out in 1991, just 1 year after I was born, and I just fell in love with Belle. She was a determined young woman who expressed her opinions and had ambitions.
And what about Beast?
Beast and Belle really dislike each other in the beginning. Then they form a friendship and end up falling in love. That seems to me such a dynamic and interesting relationship. I had never seen it before in a fairy tale.
Was this film challenging as an actress?
This is a musical, and I had never sung or danced for a movie before, so I trained hard from Monday to Friday for 3 months before filming.
You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and take the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. First-time backpackers.
1 month before a three-week long trip around Europe, my husband asked me, "Could you travel with only a backpack?" He came up with the idea because he didn't want us carrying around suitcases as we transferred between Rome, Capri, and Paris, just to name a few towns we wanted to visit. At first, I thought I couldn't do it. But after deciding our itinerary, he convinced me and I decided to try it. I went to the shopping centre to look for a backpack and I saw one I liked for £49.99. But I didn't want to invest much. So I ended up buying a cheaper one on sale in a sports shop for £25.99. At home, I began throwing in as many clothes, shoes, makeup and hair accessories as I could. But as soon as I finished, I realized it was too heavy for me and I wouldn't actually use half of those items. Considering that a loaded backpack shouldn't weigh more than 20% of your body weight, it's a good idea to write a packing list and think twice what you really need. Then I realized I could only open the backpack at the top, and I pictured myself waiting at the airport and having to empty the full bag just to find my phone charger at the bottom. So I decided to buy another backpack. This time, it was a quality backpack that I could open at the front and had plenty of pockets to organize my stuff.
Now listen again. First-time backpackers.
1 month before a three-week long trip around Europe, my husband asked me, "Could you travel with only a backpack?" He came up with the idea because he didn't want us carrying around suitcases as we transferred between Rome, Capri, and Paris, just to name a few towns we wanted to visit. At first, I thought I couldn't do it. But after deciding our itinerary, he convinced me and I decided to try it. I went to the shopping centre to look for a backpack and I saw one I liked for £49.99, but I didn't want to invest much. So I ended up buying a cheaper one on sale in a sports shop for £25.99. At home, I began throwing in as many clothes, shoes, makeup and hair accessories as I could. But as soon as I finished, I realized it was too heavy for me and I wouldn't actually use half of those items. Considering that a loaded backpack shouldn't weigh more than 20% of your body weight, it's a good idea to write a packing list and think twice what you really need. Then I realized I could only open the backpack at the top, and I pictured myself waiting at the airport and having to empty the full bag just to find my phone charger at the bottom. So I decided to buy another backpack. This time, it was a quality backpack that I could open at the front and had plenty of pockets to organize my stuff.
That's the end of the oral test.